We're learning the laws of Betzias Apas. The Mechaber tells us, Mi she'enu ochel, enu yochel avorech birchas hamotzil hotzi ha'ochel. That a person who is not eating the bread is not allowed to make the bracha on behalf of someone else who is going to be eating it. Abul Katanim, the exception is for children. Yochel avorech, afal bi she'enu ochel imahem. The adult is allowed to say the bracha, of course, with Shema Malchus, we're talking about saying Hashem Elokeinu, even though that adult is not going to be eating any of this bread. And the reason the Mechaber says is kedei l'chanchem b'mitzvos, in order to educate this child, and it doesn't necessarily mean specifically your own child, it could be any child, still a person is allowed to say the bracha in its entirety, even though you are not going to be the one eating. So the Mishnah Berurah asks, says the question that you could present is that we know that there's sometimes that a person could say a bracha for certain people, and even though you're not, the bracha is not really for you. So the Mishnah Berurah says as follows: Behu adin b'chol birchas hanehen. He distinguishes between birchas mitzvos and birchas hanehen. A bracha which you're saying in order for you to derive some type of benefit, such as bread, in our case. The davka birchas hamitzvah shekol Yisrael arevim zebazet. We apply this idea that we're all connected one to the other only when it comes to the performance of mitzvos, which are things that we have to do. V'kasher chaveru lo yotzi de hamitzvah havikeilu hu lo yotza. It's fascinating, the words of the Mishnah Berurah. The idea is that when a person, even if it's not me, but someone who has the obligation among Klal Yisrael to perform a mitzvah, so I have an obligation also. And the fact that that person doesn't do it, since we're all connected, it's as though I also, on some level, did not perform the mitzvah, even though I really did. And therefore, for that reason, yochel lehotzi afil hu kvar yotzi yedei hamitzvah. Even though you perform the mitzvah, you can still say the bracha on their behalf. We're going to discuss if that's the best way of doing it, or maybe we should have the other person say it. However, when it comes to a bracha for food, for example, that we do not allow at all. Even though technically there is an obligation if you're about to eat something to make a bracha, so maybe we would apply the same principle of Kol Yisrael Revim Zeh B'Zeh also to Birchas Hanehenen, we don't. It's also your choice not to derive benefit and not need to make a bracha. Unlike a mitzvah, which is a commandment, that which you need to do, you're commanded to do, you do not have an obligation at this precise moment. Of course, you need to eat at some point, but right now you do not need to eat. Therefore, there's no obligation right now for you to eat on this Wednesday. Therefore, we do not apply this concept. Therefore, you who are not eating this piece of bread, you cannot fulfill that person's obligation, or you cannot say the bracha on their behalf. Now, as we mentioned, this distinction between berchas hanehen and berchas hamitzvos says the Piskei Tshuvos, v'inyan bracha achrona u'berchas hamazon. Also, gam shar birchas hashevach alda nami paskinan shmishenu mechuyev lo yetzi acher midei chavasim. Birchas nehenin is you're about to derive benefit. So maybe it's different when it comes to other brachos, such as benching or saying a bracha achrona for things other than bread. So that also we say that you should not say these words on behalf of someone else who, after all, you do not have the obligation to say it. They should be saying it for themselves. V'gam b'birchas hamitzvah lo yotzi echad es chavero k'shu eino rotzel lotzeis achshav. Technically, even though we said already that when it comes to b'birchas hamitzvahs, you are allowed to say the bracha on their behalf, even though you already fulfilled the mitzvah, it's really not the preferred method. El imkin oso hasheni eino yochol levarach ba'atzma. The exception is this person really doesn't know the proper bracha, he's not familiar with the bracha, so you can say it for that person. But the truth is, if you already fulfilled the mitzvah, it's better that that person who has not yet fulfilled the mitzvah, that they should be the one saying the bracha. He said, also you should know that shigam noshim b'chlal arevus. This idea of kol yisrael arevim zeh b'zeh is not just referred to men. It also applies to women. V'yachol adam lotzian yedei chovasan gam kishu enu yotze ata yedei chovaso. Says that a person is allowed to say a bracha and to fulfill their obligation, even though you right now, the man, do not have the obligation anymore, because let's say you performed a mitzvah already. You can still fulfill it on behalf of a woman who is listening. Ach davka, however, this is only be mitzvah shemutal aleihen achiv lasosan. It's only if that woman has an obligation to perform that mitzvah. However, for example, as he brings down mitzvahs aseh shazman grama, positive mitzvahs which are bound by time, in which women, generally speaking, are pater or exempt from, then lo yotzio so ish yidei chovasan kishu enu rotze lotzes. In the event where the man does not want to fulfill his obligation, or let's say he already has done so, then he is not allowed to say a bracha on behalf of a woman for a mitzvah which she herself doesn't have an obligation, because there's no longer this idea of a revus, of this connection or obligation on her behalf. And he says, "V'kol shekein, and certainly shein ha'isha yechol hotzia ish be'el ha'mitzvos." Certainly, a woman would not be able to fulfill on behalf of a man these mitzvos in which they themselves don't have an obligation to, which they can do. Furthermore, v'chein b'shar mitzvos shechiyuv midrabanan v'chiyuv ish midraisa. So too, when it comes to other mitzvos in which the obligation is not the same, if a man has an obligation midraisa, a Torah-bound obligation, and a woman's obligation is merely midrabanan, then the woman is not allowed to recite it on their behalf. And therefore, because of this, as we said, even though there is this element of a revus, one needs to be familiarized with the obligation of the bracha, of the mitzvah, before a person can have a woman in mind. Adonai Chavetz Amansit Koyadut Vidav Yadir.